We have come into his house this morning to worship the one who we love, our Savior. Let's worship.
Jill, that was beautiful. Good morning, FBC Elon. It's good to see everybody today. Thank you for coming and joining us for worship on this Independence Day weekend. May the freedom we have in Christ guide our hour of worship today. If you're a first-time visitor with us, we welcome you. Thank you for joining us. We ask that you would fill out a visitor's card in the pew in front of you. You can drop it off in the plate as you leave today. We'd like to have a record of your visit so that we may contact you. And welcome for our Facebook people today. Thank you for joining us. If you are a first-time visitor, we ask that you go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. You can download our bulletin and follow along with worship today. If you will, drop us an email so that we know that you were with us and we would like to reach out to you. This afternoon, we have Youth Intensity and our Children's Ministry. We'll meet at 5. Looking ahead, this week, Monday night, there will be a VLT Treasury meeting at 7 p.m. We will meet in the Truth Seekers classroom. Tuesday, the senior adult breakfast is at Grill Works at 9 a.m., but that's for anybody who wants to go, so if you want to go have breakfast on Tuesday morning, feel free. Tuesday will be the Golden Years Ministry at 1:30. And Tuesday's second session in our virtual Bible study, you all bear with me, these are some unique names, I'm going to do my best. It'll be at 6:30 on Facebook Live, and you'll be looking at the three heresies, Gnosticism, Montanism, and Martianism. I'm sorry if I didn't say those correctly. Wednesday is choir practice at 6:30 p.m. Next Sunday is the hot dog and homemade ice cream social at 5 p.m. in the fellowship hall here at our church. We hope that you all can come out. Please feel free to sign up. There's sheets in the classrooms, in the foyer, and in the fellowship hall. We want to make sure we have enough food for everyone. We're going to have hot dogs, homemade ice cream. If you love to make homemade ice cream, please make some and come and join us. It's going to be a great time. It's something we do, and it's a lot of fun. So look forward to seeing everybody there next Sunday at 5. Our in-gathering for Camp Green Leaves, the items that we are, as we slowly wind down, there are still some snacks that we need, and the deadline is next Sunday. We need salty snacks and Little Debbie snacks. Nothing with peanuts or peanut butter, please. You can drop those off up until next Sunday. We have buckets in the fellowship hall and in the foyer as you come in downstairs. So now let us shout to the Lord with our praises this morning.
Y'all can always tell when I move because the thing squeaks like it needs some WD-40 or something. I don't know. So I apologize for the sounds that I make up here, but it is what it is. Let's stand and let's worship together as we sing Shout to the Lord. Let's praise him this morning.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is no higher than you. Good morning. As you've probably noticed, our pastor, David Durham, is not with us this morning. He's feeling a little ill. So just remember him in your prayers this week. He's had a little rough time. Our opening scripture this morning is from Psalm 30. You can follow along on the screens behind me or in the Purek Bibles. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his, praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Gracious God, you've made all the peoples of the earth for your glory. You invite us to serve you in freedom and in peace. Give to the people of our nation a zeal for justice and the strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. We ask this on a weekend of celebration, but on this day we pray for hope for a nation made free. We ask this in the name of the one who welcomes all to be free indeed. Inspire us to live and worship in your freedom and for the sake of your kingdom. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who has set us free and who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn this morning is God of Our Fathers. Let's stand and sing all four verses.
Thank you. Good morning. For the month of July and leading into the first week into August, our church will be joining with congregations and civil groups across our country to assist in the Classroom Connection campaign sponsored by the Alamance County Chamber of Commerce. Each year, this drive collects school supplies to give students in need in Alamance County the basic tools necessary for a successful school year. It is hard to think about a new school year here at the beginning of July, but we want to provide ample time to collect these items for the students. All new and unused school supplies are accepted. We did not have enough room to run the full list of recommended supplies in the bulletin this morning, but it can be found in the July newsletter. Boxes will be set up in the Communication Center and the Fellowship Hall starting on Tuesday. Thank you in advance for supporting students in Alamance County with your donations. And at this time, I will call on Deacon Susan Reinheimer for our offertory prayer.
Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today. We thank you for this freedom of the July 4th weekend to be here to worship together as a church family and knowing that our true freedom comes from you. We bring to you our concerns and our sorrows over the flash flooding that we've seen in Texas. And we ask you to surround each of the families that are impacted by the loss of a child or a loved one with your peace, comfort, and strength. We also ask for a special blessing for the first responders as they go about their search and rescue and recovery efforts. Keep them safe, both physically and mentally. For those on our prayer list, we ask for healing and strength. Fill each of their needs and situations as you know best. And lastly, we ask for healing for Pastor David. Please guide his doctors to help find a solution that will help ease his vertigo. Now please take and bless our offerings and help us to use them in the best way to bring glory to you. In your son's precious name we pray, amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the freedom to worship you openly and without fear on this Independence Day weekend. Protect this precious right and empower your church to be a light in our communities. Strengthen believers to boldly proclaim your gospel and live out their faith with courage and love. May your name be exalted throughout the land, and may hearts be turned to you in repentance and faith. We pray for wisdom and discernment for our country's leaders. Grant them your wisdom to govern justly and wisely. May they seek your guidance in every decision and act with integrity and compassion. Protect them from corruption and pride, and surround them with advisors who fear you and seek your will. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, not their personal will, in our nation's governance. Lord, we ask for your courage and strength to uphold the values of freedom and justice. Give us boldness to stand for what is right, even in the face of adversity. Strengthen our resolve to defend the oppressed and speak up for the voiceless. May we never waver in our commitment to live out your truth and love in our communities. Lord, on this Independence Day weekend, we pray for generous hearts and compassionate spirits. Move us to care for the needy and reach out to those who are hurting. May we be channels of your love and grace, sharing our resources and talents for the well-being of others. Help us to see opportunities to serve and to meet the needs of our neighbors with joy and humility, because that is who you have called us to be, your faithful servants first, Americans second. In our Savior's name we pray. Amen.
I've had the best time riding the scooter, but then I've also had some accidents on the scooter because I like to go fast. And I was telling a couple of people the other week, I went up to see Abundant Life before they left about 2 weeks ago, I guess, Jill, now. And so I muscled my way up the hill on this thing to get to the fellowship hall, and I was like, I was huffing and puffing by the time I got there. But then I rode back down. I had to take my good foot and slow myself down while I was going to end up out there in the ditch. But it was fun going that fast. But as y'all know, David's not here this morning, so he asked if we'd just sing some hymns. So I chose some hymns. I didn't want to put Jill on the spot and let y'all pick them. You know, that's terrible for a pianist. Say, oh, play such and such. Well, I don't know that hymn. How am I going to play that one? But so I picked out four that I thought you would love to sing today. And our first hymn is on page 7 in your hymn book. You'll have to use your hymn books. They're not on the screen. So pull out the hymn books. And so we're going to sing page number 7, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Let's worship together.
Thank you.
You may be seated for the next one. Our next hymn, well, I want to tell a little story first. I'm sorry. Y'all know I like to talk. And every time I sing this hymn, Joyful, Joyful, it reminds me of a movie years ago that came out, and I love this movie, and I watch it anytime I get to see it. So if you've never seen this movie, you need to watch it. Sister Act. How many of you ever seen that movie? Anybody? Well, that is probably my most favorite Sister Act 1 and Sister Act 2. And I'm going to tell on myself, but down in Alabama, before I moved up here, some of my choir members, we dressed up like nuns. We were in a talent show. And so all the ladies dressed up like nuns and had on their habits and all that stuff, you know. And we sang Joyful, Joyful. And it started out just like how we sang it. But then it kicks into a rocking mode, if you've seen Sister Act 2. And so I played Whoopi Goldberg. And y'all know I had a ball doing that, playing Whoopi Goldberg. And so it was fun. And I haven't been brave enough to do that here. Maybe one day. One day I'll do it. Let's sit and sing 334, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Here, so I'm propping. So don't get mad because I got my foot not on this scooter right now. Our next hymn we're going to sing is Because He Lives. This is probably just about everybody's favorite song, maybe. I'm sorry I keep my back to y'all over here, but it's hard to turn and on this thing and see y'all. But we'll sit down for this one and stand up for the last one because I don't think you can sit and sing Victory in Jesus. Let's sing Because He Lives. Oh, I'm sorry, 407.
Thank you.
don't know about y'all, but my mouth is just about dry. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to take a little break here and get some water. Our next hymn, and we'll sing in place of the sermon, is Victory in Jesus. Now, does anybody, while I'm trying to rest here just for a second, does anybody want to get up and say anything about praise for the week or anything? I don't see any volunteers. Oh, Jerry's back there stretching. He's just now waking up. He's back there asleep. I got a praise report. I have 2 weeks left on this thing, and then I'll be able to start putting some weight on my foot, and these 2 weeks can't pass fast enough, I tell you. But our last hymn, Victory in Jesus. What does that mean to you, victory in Jesus? Anybody have anything? Does it mean anything to you? Do you have any victories? I just told you mine 2 weeks on this thing, and I'm off of it, praise the Lord. Anybody? Yes, sir.
So I work at Liberty Fire Department. I've been working there for about 2 years, and I've recently felt like I had a calling to do more. And so I recently got hired to Duke Life Flight, and I'll be a medic at Duke Life Flight, and then eventually I'll be a helicopter medic in a few years. So I start work next week.
For those of you who don't know who this young man is, this is Becky Frank's grandson. This is Jamie's oldest boy, right? I'm right. And so he and his fiance or just girlfriend? I just put the pressure on you. I'm sorry. But they've been visiting our church for quite a while now. And when I first saw him one morning, I was like, who is that? And then Liz Hill told me exactly who he was. And I was like, oh my gosh. I hadn't seen him since he was a little fella when I first moved here in 2016. But that is awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, y'all, let's sing Victory in Jesus. We got to stand up for this one. Please stand. Oh, y'all, 426. 426.
Thank you.
has opened my eyes that I may see. And yes, we haven't had a sermon, but we have had a sermon through music. We've sung about the joy of the Lord. We've sung about his victory, his blessings. So as we go today, let's take that into consideration, how much we have to be thankful for our Savior, how much we are thankful for him. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him and the freedom that we have as we celebrate this weekend. Let's close with Open My Eyes That I May See, and it's in your hymn book. I think it's 501, something like that, in your hymn book. It's also on the back of your program, and it's also behind me on the screen. We'll sing the first and third verse.
Go forth from this place with hearts full of gratitude for the freedoms we celebrate today. May God continue to bless our nation with wisdom, strength, and unity. As Christians, may we strive to be a beacon of the freedom found only in Christ Jesus. Amen.